This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, students are doing stupid again. Kids and teens are doing stupid. And we got a new challenge to talk about. I really don't understand why they're doing this. But I guess there's this new challenge called the Snapchat Challenge. No, I'm sorry, not the Snapchat, the Shell On Challenge. And this Shell On Challenge is where you eat your food with its shell. Whether it's an egg, whether it's an orange, whether it's a cereal box. Now, not as dangerous as the Tide Pod or Boiling Water Challenge, but you can still asphyxiate and choke on what you're chewing on. So apparently teens dare each other to eat plastic, packaging, cardboard boxes, fruit peels. Then they post videos on themselves. And Chicago area physician Max Plitt told the Post, organic material like fruit peels are typically not dangerous, as zest is often used in recipes, which is the shavings of the rind. But eating plastic, on the other hand, can be. And plastic has BPA. BPA has been suggested to influence hormones. Chemicals and PVC, like vinyl chloride, have been linked to cancer. So there was a video on Snapchat which shows Liam Hamm, a sophomore at McClintock High in Tempe. I used to live in Arizona. McClintock has McClintock High. And he was biting through a plastic bag filled with carrots. He says, "Y'all eat your lunch with or without the shell." And that's the caption along with a video of him tearing through plastic packaging through his teeth. Now, Hamm told the Arizona Republic that he's seen scores of other teens posting shell-on videos on Snapchat, including one in which a teen bites into a lemon and accidentally shoots lemon juice into their eye. He says, "It looks funny because it's really not a shell, but people are calling things shells. I guess that's what's funny about it." I don't see how this is funny at all. I think it's stupid. Hamm said he doesn't know where the trend originated, but he's happy that it's not Tide Pods. It's the Tide Pod Challenge minus the fact that it's not dangerous. He said, while the trend appears mostly on Snapchat, several people blasted the teens on videos on Twitter. They go, "I wondered why boomers judge Generation Z until I saw a thread about the Shell On Challenge. After 12 videos of high schoolers eating bananas with peel on it, I can finally say I relate to the boomers." Okay, so kids are doing stupid. Why? Well, they have this identity now that they're making, and this, they have to find their place in the world. That's what teenagers have to do. So when they find their place in the world, and they do a challenge like this, if we're looking at the good. Okay, I always have to look at the good. You know, why are these things happening? You know, are these people evolutionarily going to make it? And you wonder, somebody doing these Tide Pod challenges or these fire challenges or these boiling water challenges, which we'll talk about, you know, are they going to make it? Because people say, well, you know, let Darwin, you know, selection of the fittest or natural selection or survival of the fittest take over. Well, in a way, when these kids do things, it's kind of exactly what they're built and designed to do. A teenager or adolescent is realizing that they are now an adult. They are realizing that they are now the building blocks of society. They're the ones that are going to be making babies. They're the ones that are going to be getting jobs. And so, and even though in caveman days they were already, you know, having families of four or five, by the time, you know, we let them go to college, their bodies are still, you know, designed to have babies, and, you know, they're at their most athletic. Their metabolism is at its highest. You know, these late teens, early teens or whatever, they are now realizing that they are the bomb. They are what society needs. And it's true. We do need them. We don't act like we do because we go, well, you're not 18 and you're not 21 and you can't drink. But we do need these kids. We really do. So now they have to find where they fit into this world. They're learning very easily that they don't have mom or dad, you know, for much longer. Some of them don't want mom or dad around. And they're like, look, I got to make my own mark. And so they need to do that by seeing where society accepts them. And if society isn't accepting them, if their peers aren't accepting them, they feel like they're not ready. And so Facebook and social media and Snapchat allows them to gain societal acceptance, which is something they need to continue growing. Now, where people are stupid is where they do these, you know, well, I'm going to get the girls' attention by bungee jumping off a cliff. All right, well, that might not be the smartest thing for you. Or I'm going to, you know, windsurf off of a truck driving on the highway. No, no, no. All right, that's kind of stupid. So there's other ways where you can make your place. You could be student government. You could run the yearbook. You could, you know, you could work. And, you know, you could buy a car. You could, you know, build, you could get a job, summer job, and help build someone's house. So there's a lot of things you could do to make your mark on society and start, you know, identifying as, this is what I do. This is who I am. But instead, kids go and they do these things. And you see the boy in the video. I put this on my Facebook and on my website, drdahlia.com. You see him so proud of the fact that he's doing this. He's listening to a girl laughing at him, telling him to do it. And he's, you know, acting like he is doing exactly what he's supposed to, what society is expecting of him. Meaning, you know, accept me. And, I, like fraternity, rush me, accept me, and, you know, this is who you got. So we need to find other avenues where kids could feel accepted that are cool. Apparently yearbook and student government isn't cool anymore. This, lighting yourself on fire, sticking a condom in your nose, eating Tide Pods are, don't ask, 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
Alright, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this made headlines. The populations in the cities of Chicago, Los Angeles, and New York all fell, according to new data released by the U.S. Census Bureau. Population of Chicago dropped 0.2%, losing 22,000 people from 2017 to 2018. Fell from 9.5 million to 9.498. Fourth straight year that Chicago has seen a drop in population. L.A. fell 0.1%, seeing a loss of 7,200 people from 2017 to 2018, falling from 13.298 to 13.291 million. Now, remember, this is kind of significant because people are entering California, living in California, whether they're becoming citizens or not, yet there's a net deficit from data released by the Census Bureau, meaning people who have no problem reporting to the census, which could imply that citizens of the United States that live in California or Los Angeles are leaving. And more than those coming in to L.A. that aren't considered citizens and being counted. New York City fell 0.1%. Loss of 19,000 people from 19.99 to 19.97 million people. They say those three cities were the only cities in the nation's 10 most populous cities to see declines. Dallas, Houston, Washington, D.C., Miami, Philadelphia, Atlanta, and Boston did see growth. Oh, Texas is booming. They say although no new metro areas moved into the top 10 largest areas, Phoenix, Seattle, Austin, and Orlando all had numeric increases in population, rivaling growth in areas with much larger populations. This trend is consistent with overall growth we're seeing in the South and the West. Now, L.A., Los Angeles County, is the nation's most populous with 10 million residents. Then comes Cook County with 5.1 million. Dallas-Fort Worth, fastest growing area, followed by Phoenix, Houston, Atlanta, and Orlando. Look, all South. I think people are sick of the snow. Superstorm Sandy kind of had a little to do with that, too. And people are like, I'm out of here. Midland, Texas. Huge growth. Myrtle Beach. St. George, Utah. I'm noticing Vegas is still growing. Midland, Texas led the nation's cities in population growth from 2017 to 2018. They say counties with the largest numeric growth are all located in the South and the West. Texas counties taking up four of the top ten. So what does that mean for you or I? Well, okay, I always look at what this means to healthcare and doctors and patients, okay? We have some huge populations in Chicago, L.A., and New York. And when you see census fall, well, Detroit, remember Detroit lost a lot of people years ago. If economies have issues, taxes are high, job opportunities are elsewhere, you're going to see a drop. And you're going to see a drop in people who report to the census. So my guess is those are people who pay taxes. Those are people who are, you know, are legally here and, you know, get their mail and fill out their census, you know, form. I remember my parents panicking in the 70s and 80s for not filling out the census. They're like, oh, my gosh, we've got to fill it out or we get in trouble. We've got to fill out our census. I remember them all panicking about that. I don't hear anybody panic about filling out the census nowadays, but you need to. And so one issue that Detroit had that a reporter had reported on was the people who were leaving Detroit were the ones that were higher income. And their tax dollars left with them. So when people leave, especially those that the census counts, and those who don't mind being counted, meaning they're paying their taxes, they got nothing to fear. When those people leave, that means less tax dollars are going to the city. And again, the shift. If illegals are coming in and setting up shop, if some of these are sanctuary cities or whatnot, then, and I get sanctuary city is where you're not going to be prosecuted, I get that. But if the net is going down, that's an issue. You know, they were talking about, we were talking about last hour, a bunch of doctors getting in trouble for allegedly, you know, prescription pills and selling sex or selling narcotics for sex and, you know, a whole bunch of other stupid stuff. We really can't lose 70 doctors. I mean, you know, if they need to lose a license because they did bad, I get that. That's fine. But in terms of numbers, we really aren't in any position to lose 70 doctors out there. 70. And those are the ones who got caught. We don't have enough medical providers for the populations that we have. And we're not doing enough to entice people to stay. Population shifts can be deadly. Maybe second or third order. You know, I was talking to somebody in Minnesota about how Colorado changed, Denver, And where a lot of people from LA, from California, North Cal or SoCal, moved to Denver, Colorado. And Denver, Colorado was not a city built for that sort of infrastructure. And it changed the whole culture, from what I understand. So when you have Californians, and I'm from California. I was born in L.A., so I'm considered a Californian. But we have different cultures. And we come to Nevada, or we come to Utah, or we come to Colorado. We bring California there. It's like transplanting microbes. There are certain pathogens that are fine and they won't cause a problem. They've always been there. You've always been there. You guys live in harmony. But you start transplanting things, it changes things up. You know, Nevada, people are always talking about, gosh, Nevada's turning blue. Nevada's turning blue. I don't know if Nevada was ever red. You know, just like California, yeah, it was pro Ronald Reagan, but for the most part, it's been blue. And, you know, surrounding states surrounding California are blue, except for Arizona. But as Californians leave, are they leaving because they're sick of the taxes? Are they leaving because they're looking for more conservative territory? Are they leaving to change the world elsewhere? I don't know. But when our big cities don't grow and start to go down, that's a huge indicator of other things to come. You know, a lot of people are loving rural. Rural, you used to not want to be rural, because with rural, you're like, well, you know, I can't get my groceries. You know, it's harder. I'm not going to be able to communicate with as many. I'm not going to be able to meet, you know, as many guys or women or whatever. No. Now rural, I mean, they have I see these commercials with amazing Wi-Fi, and I forget the commercial where you're like out in a farm miles away from a, you know, Wi-Fi router, and you're able to get on the internet. You know, we've changed rural. We've changed it. I mean, I could be in a cabin somewhere and access Wi-Fi or have a 3G network going on. So we're going to see more push to rural. Okay, well, are there going to be doctors out there? Are there going to be medical providers out there? Are we going to have enough hospitals? I don't know. But living in a city that's overwhelmed with, you know, millions of people, Los Angeles has 13 million people. I mean, do you really have access to the hospital? Do you really have access to the doctor? You know, I tell people that. I go, well, avoid rural because you really want to be near a hospital when you need to. Well, we're living by a hospital. We have 4 or 5 hour waits. I live right next to a doctor. I can't get in for 3 or 4 weeks. It's going to be interesting when we see that rural doctors or rural medical centers seem to get you in quicker. Now, I do telemedicine, so I take care of a lot of people in Nevada, in rural Nevada, and I'm hearing that doctors have left. One doctor, I guess, got sick. And Reno's a pretty big city. I forget how many million people live in Reno. One something, I forget. But a doctor got sick and had to close down. It sounds like that whole city got tipped over because one doctor left. Are we attracting enough people to go into rural? No, we're not. That's not where the money is, and, you know, people don't want to be the only doctor out there and get the extra call and have the extra work. So keep an eye on what's happening with your city and the growth and why people are leaving. Because if the writing's on the wall, you might need to leave too. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The full Mueller report was released Thursday morning to the public, but not before President Trump got a sneak peek. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
The Attorney General William Barr confirming that the White House got an advanced look at it earlier today. President Trump's first words about it at an event at the White House.
No collusion, no obstruction.
The president speaks as he hosts 29 veterans at the White House from the Wounded Warrior Project.
There never was, by the way, and there never will be.
Now House Democrats are saying they want to hear from the special counsel Robert Mueller himself as soon as possible. And when he spoke at the Justice Department earlier, Attorney General Bill Barr said he had no objection to Mueller testifying about his final report.
To read the full report, you can go to justice.gov/storage/report. This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Protect your vehicle's engine with Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, get 5 quarts and a Wix filter for $33.99. Plus get a $15 gift card and 150 O-Rewards points. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so a measles complication has sent an Israeli flight attendant into a coma. She contracted the measles and is now in a coma. She's 43 years old and she's a flight attendant for El Al, Israel's national airline. She was hospitalized in Tel Aviv at the end of March. The Israeli Health Ministry reported that there was a passenger with measles on a flight 26 flight from New York to Israel and told passengers and crew to be vigilant for symptoms of the disease that can spread easily. And Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the NIH, National Institute for Allergies and Infectious Diseases, says there's a misconception out there that measles is a trivial and inconsequential disease. Some of these complications can be very serious, like what we're seeing with the flight attendant. Now, they say the flight attendant is fighting for her life, They say Israeli health officials reportedly do not think she spread the disease to any passengers. Now, we've seen a huge surge of measles in 2019, 555 cases reported by the CDC in 20 different states. And vaccines are about 97% effective. Now, what nobody is saying, which we need, is, was she vaccinated against the measles? And did she come down with it? I'd like to know. You know, there was a headline saying families are suing for the right to spread measles. That was the headline. No, now mind you, I'm pro-vaccine. But I am really sick and tired of seeing the media crucify anti-vaxxers to the degree that they're doing and not letting the conversations happen that need to happen. If you say anything that's not 100% pro-vaccine, you are vilified in your city, in your office, in your school. And I'm pro-vaccine, so I'm okay. I'm pro-vaccine. I mean, people will vilify me, you know, for whatever. I am pro-vaccine. But being pro-vaccine, can I, on the pro-vaccine side, just raise my hand and ask how many of these 555 cases were in people who were vaccinated? That's all I want to know. I'm not trying to make a point. I'm not trying to make an anti-vaccine point. I'm not trying to make a pro-vaccine point. I just want a fact. How many of these 555 cases are people that got vaccinated? And the reason why I want to know as a doctor, as a medical doctor, as a fellow of the American Academy of Family Physicians, is if we have a high number of people vaccinated getting the measles, then we need to figure out why the hell why. Is it because this measles strain is nastier or more virulent? Is it because these vaccines may not be doing the job? You know how we talked about how I wrote an article on this, how if you only got one measles vaccine and you didn't get a booster because they didn't do that back then and they didn't start doing that till late 80s, early 90s, maybe you're under-vaccinated. So my problem as a doctor and as a citizen and somebody who's pro-vaccine is, can we get some more details? Just telling everybody vaccinate, 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 everybody needs a vaccine is nice, but you're not solving the problem. Because if this Israeli airline flight attendant was vaccinated against the measles, and here she is in the hospital in a coma from the measles, what the hell did she contract? Is this measles-like? I mean, you know, we talked about this with this polio virus. At least with this polio-like virus, the media is calling it like it is. A polio-like virus that's not the polio. It's similar. They think it's an enterovirus, but it's causing kids to have a cold. Then they wake up the next day and they're, you know, or they start becoming paralyzed, acting exactly like polio. But because it's happening to people who were vaccinated against polio, the news, at least, thank the Lord, said, look, it's a polio-like illness. They aren't blaming the anti-vaxxers. Now, if 99.99999% of these measles cases are in unvaccinated people, all right, then say that, but I'm not seeing those numbers. You're only hearing, well, the majority of them are unvaccinated. Okay, whoa, the majority. The majority, 50.0001% or 99%? If less than half of them are vaccinated and they're coming down with measles, well, then what's going on? I mean, with pertussis, they handled that well. The media handled that well. They realized with pertussis, oops, we need a booster. They go, guys, if you've gotten the pertussis vaccine, that's great, but you need a booster. And then we boosted. So we gave kids, teenagers, a boost. Now everybody's getting a pertussis booster. That's fantastic. Do we need to do the same thing with measles? But no. See, what's happening is they're trying to make it a political conversation. That's not cool. Don't be twisting the news just so you can make a political argument. I'm a doctor. I don't give a crap about politics right now. If we have a disease that could be deadly, and we're starting to ban people from school and ban kids from using public transportation, forcing them to now walk, you know, in areas that may not be safe because they can't ride a school bus, you better tell me what the hell is going on. Now, they say there's a man from New York who infected, I think, over 39 people with measles, they're saying. And I believe he's unidentified, and he's believed to be patient zero. And they say he's from the ultra-Orthodox Jewish community in Brooklyn, New York. He traveled to Michigan without knowing he was infected with measles. And he could have been patient zero that infected more than 500 people. The man is not identified. He traveled to Detroit to raise money for a charity in Brooklyn, and he fell ill, saw a doctor when he arrived in Detroit. His fever and cough were originally diagnosed as bronchitis, and then he traveled from Israel to Brooklyn in November, headed to Detroit, and they say he possibly hit 39 people with measles. They say nearly all of the cases were reported in those who live in the Detroit suburbs. So now here's my next question. Those 39 people, were they vaccinated against measles? How are all these people getting measles? Are they all unvaccinated? The answer to that is no. Nobody's telling us that they're all unvaccinated. So then how the hell are they getting measles? They say at one point the man reportedly called the doctor again after he developed a rash. That's a key symptom of measles. But then it was dismissed as an allergic reaction. Because again, most doctors are not expecting to see measles in an older man. The doctor later began to worry that the man contracted something more severe, so he called the health department, left a voicemail, contained the man's voice number. Health officials were unable to reach the man. They said there was a problem with the cell phone. Eventually, the man was located, and they were able to find him and then do some testing. They said the man visited some 30 locations in about a week's time, likely had contact with hundreds of members of the local ultra-Orthodox community. They said every one of our cases has had a link to the initial case. And a blood test confirmed he had measles. I am not seeing anywhere where they say these people that got affected were unvaccinated. They only say most of the cases. 1-877 Dr. Ellie, don't go away.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So NPR wrote an article, very interesting, it was in NPR, saying high deductible health policies are linked to delayed diagnosis and treatment. Yeah, I agree. We haven't seen deductibles like this since the start of Obamacare. The ACA gets all the credit for this one. There were maybe some rare high deductible plans where you would have a $2,000 deductible. I remember seeing a couple of those in the 2000s. My deductible jumped to $12,000. So what did I do? I just didn't go to the doctor. I didn't get my mammogram. I didn't go and get my pap smear. I just didn't go to the doctor. I put it off. So NPR talks about this case. In 2017, Susan learned that she carries the BRCA2 gene mutation. that elevates her lifetime risk of developing breast cancer to 72%. Her doctor explained that those that have the BRCA2 gene could have some treatment. They could do a double mastectomy. She decided to increase her cancer screenings, so an annual mammogram and annual MRI. She had just chose her first child, so she chose increased surveillance. And she wanted to still breastfeed. So she and her husband live in Pennsylvania. They have insurance provided through their employers to help pay for medical treatment. But the annual scans were going to be pricey. Their companies offered only high-deductible health plans. See, they make it look like the company's fault. Health insurance was unaffordable. The only plans that you could even afford were high-deductible. Most plans only had high-deductibles. Her annual deductible for her plan, which covers her child, her and her child, is $6,000 annually. Now, NPR has agreed to only use her first name because she doesn't want to lose her job. A $6,000 annual deductible, still half the price of that my deductible was. She said, I've worked at my employer for 17 years. When I first started, there was no paycheck deduction for health insurance, and my copay was only $5. But in 2011, my employer switched to only providing high deductible insurance plans. Is that really the employer's fault? If you didn't have a paycheck deduction 17 years ago, it's probably because the health insurance wasn't that expensive. Susan went in for her first mammogram and MRI in February 2017. Her out-of-pocket cost for the MRI was $2,000. Her bill for her mammogram was $1,088, although she was able to get it reduced down to $191. So as a result of the high bill, she decided to put off her 2018 annual screenings until she could finish paying off the bills from 2017. So a study published last month in Health Affairs examined claims data of a large national insurer for 316,000 women whose employers switch insurance coverage from low-deductible health plans, which are deductibles of $500 or less, to high-deductible health plans, deductibles of $1,000 or more, between 2004 and 2014. And the study group consisted of women who were in the low-deductible plans for a year, then had to switch to high-deductible plans. Yeah, they probably stopped using the health insurance. I mean, a kindergartner could tell you that. And the researchers looked at the relative effects of such plans on women who have low income versus higher income. And women with low income who had the high deductible plans waited an average of 1.6 months longer for diagnostic breast imaging, 2.7 months for a biopsy, 6.6 months for first early stage breast cancer diagnosis, and 8.7 months for their first chemo. That was compared with low-income women and low-deductible plans. In some cases, if you wait that long, you could die. Women with high incomes who relied on high-income plans, they still had lags. 0.7 for the first imaging, 1.9 for biopsy, 5 months for early-stage breast cancer diagnosis, and 5.7 months for chemo. So they found having a high-deductible health plan was linked to delays in care. Well, this is what we've been talking about since the ACA was born. You didn't, Obama, give everybody health insurance. You didn't do that. You gave everybody a card to stick in their wallet, so to speak. And they're afraid to use the card because now it costs too much. Which is why when I hear these you know, people say, oh my gosh, if Trump and the Republicans in 2020 do away with Obamacare, they're going to kill all these people and, you know, all these people are going to lose health insurance. Having a $6,000 deductible or $12,000 deductible is not really health care. Yeah, it might be health insurance, but nobody's using it. They say, in general, we are finding that the effects of modern high deductible plans on access to care is sometimes predictable but often surprising. Other recent studies have noted similar delays in diagnosis and treatment for complications from diabetes, cardiovascular illness, other conditions. A report from the Kaiser Family Foundation in 2017 found 43% of adults with health insurance reported difficulties in meeting their deductible, up from 37%. All right. Well, how's enrollment doing? Well, they say according to the CDC, from 2007 to 2017, enrollment in high deductible health plans that are linked to a health savings account increased from 4.2% to 18.9% among adults 18 to 64 with job-based coverage, while enrollment in high-deductible health plans without an HSA increased from 10.6% to 24.5% in the same group. So when the ACA said they were going to penalize you with extra taxes if you didn't have insurance. People found the cheapest insurance they could. And the cheapest insurance they could was a crappy high deductible plan. There's no surprise there. The Patient Access Network Foundation, a nonprofit in Washington, D.C., assists underinsured patients who have life-threatening chronic or rare diseases. And they assist them in getting access to medications and helping out-of-pocket costs. They've noticed a huge uptick in the number needing that. Now, Susan did resume her screenings. So she did establish a flexible spending arrangement. She does have a health savings account. And they're still concerned how she and her husband are going to pay for looming tests. And mind you, they're lucky. They're like two lucky people because they both have health insurance. But we're playing the violin for them because a high deductible does not mean you're really covered. So when they say people are going to lose their, you know, their life savings because of health costs, did the ACA actually fix that? No, they didn't. So then should maybe we be working on what we could do to make an MRI cheaper? You know, we've learned how to make technology cheaper. You know, it's actually interesting. Cell phones. Cell phones used to be expensive. Then they got cheap. In fact, cheap enough where Obama gave out Obama phones, right? Remember the whole Obama phone thing? But then all of a sudden, Apple comes out with a phone that's now $1,000. Same thing with computer technology. Computers used to be so expensive. Then they got cheaper. Now they're expensive again. Laptops or what? Easily $1,000, $1,500. I'm like, what are you guys doing here? So my only problem is if we do end up making healthcare cheaper, is it just going to get expensive again? I mean, a mammograms got to the point where you could do a mammogram fairly cheap, but then they fancified it and they came up with 3D mammograms, which I'm a fan of. I'm a huge fan of 3D mammograms. Huge fan. But we just keep getting more and more expensive. Now we're doing MRIs of the breast, which I'm a huge fan of. I think an MRI of the breast is fantastic. I think it will tell you so much. But MRIs are expensive. So the more we, shall we say, advance in terms of technology, the more we start raising the prices. So I don't know how to get a mammogram cheaper or an MRI cheaper or a prostate biopsy cheaper. But maybe that's what we need to do rather than figuring out how to get everybody high deductible insurance plans. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.